international flights in an attempt to cut costs. And finally, independent negotiator to reach a settlement with striking staff members amid salary negotiations. The staff member downed tools demanding an 8.9% salary increase, whilst the university is offering only 6.3%. Acting Director of Communication, Lusana Ntitomboweni, says the university's latest salary increase offer has been rejected by labor unions. The countrywide strike has adversely affected the registration process at numerous campuses. Due to this, it has been extended from the 1st of February to the 7th of February 2020. And taking a look at your financial indicators, the dollar is trading at 14 rand 89 cents, the euro is at 19 rand 43 cents, one British pound will cost you 16 rand 47 cents. Gold is selling at $1,578.67 a fine ounce. And in your weather, Johannesburg is mostly sunny, with temperatures expected to peak at a high of 31 degrees and expected low of 16 degrees. Pretoria is expected to reach a high of 32 and expected low of 18. Recapping your top stories, Asawa State is looking to create a power generation entity outside of Eskom. For UJFM News, I'm Dominique Majola. More news updates to follow at 5:30.
UJFM Traffic.
It's gone 5 minutes after 5 o'clock, and we are giving you your second last update of traffic right here on the UJFM Drive. Let's start off in Edenvale on the R24 on the westbound. There's apparently a crash before the N12 highway merge. It is causing some queue in traffic, so please do approach with caution. And in Kempton Park on the R24 eastbound, a stationary vehicle will be found before the R21/airport interchange. It is causing some slow moving traffic. Please do approach with caution, and also if you can find an alternative route, please make use of it. In Bedford View on the N12 R24 westbound, a stationary vehicle again near Boeing Road Bridge. It's causing queue in traffic on both routes. In Midrand on Ellendale Road, traffic lights are not working at Dane Road. And in Amalgam on the Main Reef Road, traffic lights are also not working at Nazareth Road. And for the second last update that we have for you is in Primrose on Croft Road. It is said that also on that part of Johannesburg,